Good morning, everyone. I think today is a beautiful, wonderful, good day. It probably helps to be standing at Ken and Gail's up at Yaris, at the headwaters of the mighty Hastings. It's a beautiful day. Yes, I know what's going on in the world. I know it's a little bit crazy. But you know what? I can still say that it is a wonderful, good day. Because I trust one person, and that person's not a doctor, that person's not a politician, he's not even a businessman, but he is a Jewish carpenter who claimed to be God. And you know what? He went on to prove it. You see, in the face of all the world's complexities, it is a simple faith in one man that will give you confidence and hope. And that one man is Jesus Christ. So who is this man, Jesus? Well, we'll look at that in just a few moments. But first, let's listen to Chris Tomlin and Lady A as they sing their new song, Who You Are to Me. Now, for just a moment, let's deal with the theology or the Bible truth behind this man, Jesus, and then we'll make it very, very personal. So go with me to John chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 1 through 5. John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Now, we're going to unpack that, but first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you for this wonderful, beautiful day. Thank you that although the world can be crazy, we can have confidence in you. Now, Lord, I know there's some people around the world and even in our own community in our country that's going through very, very, very difficult times. And we don't know what the future is going to hold here for us. But though we don't know the future, we know who holds the future. And we'll trust you because we know that there are no surprises. So, Father, I pray that you would touch people and let them just lose their self in you. And help them to better understand who Jesus is. And trust him, because through 2,000 years of history, he has never been surprised. He has never failed. He is always there. And we can trust him with our lives. Lord, we ask that you'll help us to understand Jesus in a much better way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's dig into those verses. To make it really simple, when you hear the word, think of Jesus. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was in the very beginning with God, and in an amazing way, Jesus himself was the very presence of God in human form. Don't ask me to explain that. Theologians have been trying to argue over that for years and years and years. For me, I just accept it for what it says. Now, let's continue verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, to me, that plainly says that you and I were created by Jesus himself. He knows us inside and out. He knows what we need. And he has the answers for everything or anything that we face. That's an important reason why I can trust him. So, something to think about. If Jesus was that involved in creation, don't you think he can be trusted? Again, that's why I have confidence in him, regardless of what the circumstances are. Well, you just might think this is too hard to believe. It's all a bunch of lies. Well, that's exactly what happened in Jesus' day. John records in verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. The world rejected Jesus then, and they reject him now. But you see, there's a few of us that put our confidence in Jesus. John said in verse 12, but to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. They were reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Those who believe in Jesus are recreated. They are remade. The Bible says they are becoming brand new. We have experienced a change when we placed our trust and confidence and faith in Jesus. And you know what? You can do that too. Well, that's the theology of who Jesus is. But now, let's go a little further. A friend of mine who lives in Tasmania said, Jesus means love, life, and hope to me. Having a relationship with my Creator is only possible because of Him. And as a child of God, I know that my eternal existence is secure and joyful because of the grace He has given me. A lady on our leadership team said, Jesus is my Messiah, my Savior, the Lord of my life. Jesus is the beginning, middle, and end of my everyday. He is my reason for being here, the reason for me to reach out and love others, to do the work He created me to do here on earth for Him, to tell others about who He is and that He is coming back again. I love Him with all I know how to. Another leader in our church says, Jesus is my friend. He is always there, whether I like it or not. I'm eternally glad that He has never given up on me, and I strive to be like Him and for other people to see Him in me. Jesus is God, and God is good, and Jesus and God never gave up on anyone. I try to live my life like that. Jesus died for me, and He took all the punishment that is due me, and He didn't have to, but He did, because He loves me more than I will ever know. Jesus is a life changer, and I love hearing stories about how Jesus has changed people's lives. Jesus loves everyone, and I love Him. I love that about Him. He goes on to explain how God has blessed His family. I've been the pastor of a multinational church that is ministering presently in Melbourne. He said to me, Jesus is my everything. He is my Savior and my Lord. He is my High Priest. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He is also my personal confidant and friend. The magnitude of His greatness is beyond my words, and I gladly bow my knees unto Him. Well, you may be asking, okay, Pastor Tony, what do you think of Jesus? Well, to me, He's the one that I can talk to behind closed doors, and it stays there. He is the one who will not condemn me when I have royally messed things up. He is the one that will look after my family, though we are spread all over the world. He will look after us. He's the only one that can do that. He is the one that will guide me when I don't know where to go or what to say or what to think. He is the one who will meet me in the early hours of the morning, and He will speak to me, and I can hear and feel His concern for me. And finally, He is the one who has a positive way forward, regardless if everything around us is crashing and burning. In a real personal way, that's who Jesus is to me. Listen, Jesus is what happens when God becomes a man. He comes into our lives and He changes us from the inside out. when Jesus comes in, things are different. And he has promised that he would do that for anyone who will trust him. And finally, an old friend of mine who's been following the Lord for a very long time told me what he thought of Jesus by simply sending the words to a song. Those words are, "I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my life was full of misery and woe. But Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me. He led me in the way I ought to go. And every day he comes to me with new assurance. And more, I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me. Till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. How much he cares for me." You see, that's what happens when God becomes a man. And Jesus was that man. Now, I would like for you to listen to a song. First, I want to tell you who's singing in that group. This 200-voice choir is made up of a uniquely situated group. There are doctors, lawyers, and street people. There are nurses and ex-crack addicts singing side by side, and their message is singular. The pastor of that church says, "None of us would have met if it weren't for Christ. Our backgrounds are just too diverse. But all of us have one thing in common. We have all been lifted up and changed by the power of Jesus Christ." So the choir sings not about a mere theological doctrine, but about what they have experienced. It has happened to them. It is not just lyrics. It is a reality to each of them. So listen to this group of very diverse people. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, as they sing, "Come to Jesus." And that's what happens when God becomes a man. Then that man is Jesus. Jesus, the one that Christians trust, will change your life, as I said before, from the inside out, for those who will invite him to come in. Let me challenge you to do that. You won't be disappointed. Finally, at the end of the Bible, Jesus gives us all of us an invitation. He says, "Those who come to me, I will give the water of life freely." Listen, and that water of life has been washing people clean for thousands of years. Why don't you consider it? Why don't you let him come in and change you? And if you do, drop us a note and let us know. Father, I pray you would use this for your glory. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the confidence that comes only in Jesus. When the rest of the world is falling apart, you never change. You are that rock, that solid foundation that all who believe can rest on with our lives. Father, if there's someone who's thinking about this and you're working in their life right now, Father, help them to surrender to you and let you change them. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.